How can Christians defend all the violence in the Bible, particularly the stuff you read about in the Old Testament? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, I have noticed in conversations people recoil from the war and bloodshed in the Bible.
John, there is a lot of violence in the Bible. But remember, the Bible is an historical narrative. It's recording the events of human history, which means much of this is descriptive, not prescriptive.
So a lot of the violence reflects what was going on in the world at that time, a broken world.
Well, God's word traces God's finger through human history, and we shouldn't expect it to paint a pretty picture. This world is damaged. Mm-hmm. People are damaged. We're on a downward spiral.
Okay, no argument there. But we know that some of the violence in the Bible really was the result of God's activity or God's commands.
Yes, and these are more difficult passages. But a holy God does not turn a blind eye to evil. Justice will be done both in this life and in the life to come. However, the Bible demonstrates God's overarching perseverance, patience, and purpose. God perseveres with his people. Despite their tendency to stray and disobey, God is patient, even with wicked nations, staying his hand of judgment for long periods of time. And God's purpose is always to forgive when people choose to repent. For example, Nineveh was a powerful example of this. The Bible says God is holy, sin is serious, and judgment is coming. The good news is God perseveres with us. He's patient with us. And his purpose is always to forgive when we choose to repent and turn back to him.
Well, I'm so grateful that our God is patient, even with wicked nations like ours has become.
Yeah.
Great point there. Alec McClellan is a Christian apologist, and you can learn more about his ministry at reasonwhy.org. Reasonwhy.org.